This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sunday nap, baby.
Yeah, I gotta get first, and then I can go ahead and
Sunday Z's. I'm gonna go back to the girls, possibly a bagel sandwich.
Mm. Are you gonna make one, or are you gonna order one?
She better have it ready when I walk in that door.
Man, all right? She's clearly not listening to the show.
I made her a quesadilla last night. A post Malone quesadilla.
Okay. What kind of protein?
Chicken.
Okay.
Shredded chicken.
Okay.
With some Tillamook cheddar and mozzarella in there.
Ooh, Tillamook cheddar. That's Tillamook sharp cheddar. That's my favorite.
I'm a white cheddar guy.
Honestly, as long as it's Tillamook, they really are the best cheese in the freaking United States.
Oh,
like, I would put them, honestly, up against any cheese worldwide, actually.
The cheese, it was some of the best cheese.
It's the best cheese. I tell you what, it's great. It's never going to not be great.
It was fantastic, though. It was a great quesadilla. I got compliments on my quesadilla skills last night from her and the BTJ. They were happy. They said a nice crust, a nice golden crust on that quesadilla.
Very good. I had some fish tacos last night and some shrimp tacos.
Can't go wrong.
You can't.
I think
I haven't had any other protein in my tacos except for those ones for almost a year now.
Ooh. I did smash burgers last night, actually.
That sounds awesome.
Got the
too.
Plate, like the hot plate, put it on the grill, and then really did like a hot ass, like 600 degrees in the grill, and then true smash burger. It was
man.
Delightful.
That sounds awesome. I might go ahead and
cheat. He gave me
that.
The nicest, longest piece of meat.
Mm.
Mm. So good.
Damn right.
That's not the case anymore. You get the nice, long piece of fish.
Yeah, nice long
nice
piece
fillet.
Of
cod.
Joe.
Yeah,
you know,
some shrimp.
Yeah,
Some shrimp scampi sounds really good.
It does.
Ooh,
it does. Hold the noodles, which sucks, you know. But whatever.
But yeah, I'm expecting. I'm definitely not expecting a bagel sandwich when I walk through the door. That's she'll be. I'll be lucky if she's even awake when I get back.
It sounds like y'all were kicking it real hard last night.
We got back from the concert. It ended at 11. We probably got back around midnight or something like that. And then, yeah, we had our post quesadilla and went off to bed. And then I made the mistake last night, though, because when you have a quesadilla, it's, you know, cheesy and saucy, and I had some sour cream with it. And, you know, it just was almost get that oily greasiness from the butter and the pan, you know, and all that. I was like, man, I need something to cut through all this. And the girl goes, you shouldn't have it right now, but there are those Mexican Cokes in the fridge. I was like,
there it is.
Hey, it's 12:30 at night, but I think I'm going with a Mexican Coke.
Arguably the greatest soda, you know, to pair with any a burger or especially tacos
good.
Or something like that.
It is
like,
so good.
That real sugar is different.
It is. It just, my God, man. is fantastic.
That's incredibly different.
I'd rather a Mexican Pepsi, honestly. Give me the glass
Mexican
bottle Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I think they're both winners.
I didn't know Mexico was dabbling in the Pepsi game too.
Yeah, it's harder to find.
You can't exactly. Harder you can't find the bottles of Mexican Pepsi, but when I do, I'm like, give me like four of those because I'm gonna put them in the fridge for later.
Those are so legit amazing. As well.
What was amazing was the Blazers trade. An amazing trade.
I'm sure you guys were happy, right?
One of the best.
Honestly, no. I didn't like the trade.
Oh, no. I
don't want to
hear that now.
Damn bit.
Well, then let's re-sign Anthony Simons, huh? Let's give him a new 3-4 year deal around $30 to $35 million and then keep him on the roster. Let's do that.
He's going
to
give us
40. We down for that?
I was.
No, I was maybe more for acquiring either another piece on offense or somebody not 35 years old, but I digress.
Again, your options were you re-sign Anthony Simons, which at this point, why would you do that? I would love to hear a compelling case on that. Paying $35 million for only offense. Because you're going to get a turnstile on defense.
I think Danny's made the point.
He's not a playmaker. I mean, he's a microwave. So when he's on, he can get you 9 3-pointers in a game. And then when he's off, he's not really doing anything.
I think Danny's made the point, though, and I don't necessarily agree with this, that even when he is off, he is still one of the most efficient at doing that in the NBA. Maybe he's near the bottom. No, at scoring at a high clip and scoring with a lot of 3-pointers.
He's a microwave.
And let's be honest. There are lots of dudes in the NBA that do what Anthony Simons does as far as scoring the ball and don't give you anything else. Like, we don't want to just all of a sudden start saying, well, it's only because of this. No, there's tons of dudes throughout the NBA. Devin Booker's never been a defender. Never, ever. We don't talk about it, though, because he's cold and because he played for a team that was considered to be better than us for a long time. So, I don't know. I think there are lots of dudes in the league that just do one thing. And that's cool. Like, they don't give you assists. The Dame scored a lot of points. Didn't give you a lot of assists. Didn't give you a bunch of rebounds. Didn't give you a bunch of, anything else. But he scored a lot. And I think
not act like Dame wasn't playmaking and setting up his teammates.
Dame had one season where he had, like,
and you want to talk about someone that didn't pass. That was CJ, unless he absolutely had to. Yeah. And that was when Dame was injured. And even then, he was reluctant to do so.
No, for sure. But I'm just trying to make the point that, like, there are lots of dudes that have had great NBA careers by just doing one thing. Reggie Miller made a career out of doing just one thing. I don't think Reggie has another shot outside of a 3-pointer. We were all shocked to see Reggie dunk the ball at times. Like, oh, shoot, Reggie can dunk. So, I mean, I don't want to just say that. I know he was our guy, and we saw him a lot more than anybody else, but I don't know. I still think there's a lot of value in that. So we're going to say there was no value in a Reggie Miller? Yes, there is. There is definitely a value in a guy like Anthony Simons who can do nothing else but score.
Yeah,
so
but,
that's all I'm saying. Maybe not as your number one. Maybe not as your team's best player.
Well,
that's
and
fine.
That's the thing is we just tried doing that for the last two seasons, him being the guy. And what is that? I mean, he can be a third guy on a team, maybe even fourth. Like, I think that on a championship team, Anthony Simons is maybe your third leading scorer at best.
Well, we're about to see.
Well, we're not about to see because he's not going to win a championship with Boston this
year.
Well,
and they're even
considering
flipping.
I was going to say.
No, they're considering flipping him for sure. But if he comes in and has a good season with Tatum out, and especially if Jaylen Brown is going to stay, I don't know why you would shop Jaylen Brown at this point. They're really talking about blowing this whole thing up in Boston. If that's true, they're idiots.
Well, they're looking for a haul for Derek White, too.
If you're looking to blow this thing up after 1 year and your star got hurt, you are idiots. Like, man, work through it and try to figure it out. But, I mean, hey. But, again, if Simons comes out and has a good season in Boston, let's be real, the East isn't as strong as the West, and we know that. And if he comes out and has a great season in the Eastern Conference where he's already averaging 20 in the West.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Do I think he with no Tatum and with, you know, potentially Brown, Trey, like he can average a lot of points. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But
well, I
think he will be flipped. I don't think he'll be in Boston forever, but if he does well.
Well, I think you would have pissed off more Blazer fans by keeping him than not moving him. I mean, again, I just think that his time here, it's ran its course. You have had him be the quote-unquote leader of this team, which he doesn't seem to have interest in doing over the last two seasons. And what you have with him is what you got last year. Like, that is going to be, if Anthony Simons is your best offensive option, that being a 33-34 win team is about where you're going to sit at best. So it's, to me, it's time run its course. And if that means that we got to trade for, and again, he's going to make just as much as Drew Holiday. Unless he has a terrible season next year and falls off of a clip, then quite frankly, good trade by Portland, right? Like, yeah. we traded him while he was hot. But I just think that ran its course. And to get Drew Holiday, who, and I was saying this yesterday to Jordan, is not going to be like, hey, Scoot, come here. Let me tell you a couple things about the NBA. He's just going to do him. Drew Holiday is going to just do what he's known, what he's always done, and that's going to show the players on this roster how to be a professional, how to be a top-tier defender, how to prepare for your opponents, your in-game mentality, your in-game performance, hard work. He's just going to do that and lead by example. It's not going to be the whole, like, you know, hey, come here, let me talk to you about how things are in the NBA or what I do. Sure, there might be coaching that aspect, and hopefully he's down to do that. And if so, great. But I would rather take Drew Holiday at this point just for the sake of something different in that locker room, a leader. I mean, his career, look at his resume. I mean, like, two world championships, a Olympic gold medalist, six-time all-defensive player. I'm down for that at this point. Through the Terry Stotts years and all the years where we didn't care about defense, and now it seems like we're kind of having a shift in mentality towards more of a defensive-minded team. Sure, sign me up.
I mean, I'm happy about it, too. Is Drew happy about it? Is the question. That's the first thing we heard was like, man, he's kind of pissed off about being in Portland again. And the last time he was here, he was like, get me out of here. Now this roster looks less promising than it did before. So
let's also be real, too. This roster is just very weird.
It was, and it's weirder now than it was when we got the trade the first time. So I can imagine him coming back like, F this noise. I'm not
staying
here.
It's kind
of
like an island of misfit toys, in a sense. Like, it's just at point guard, Drew Holiday and Scoot Henderson, who's your third overall pick from a couple of years ago, who you hope takes a huge leap.
But it's probably coming off the bench now that Drew Holiday is here.
And then he got Shaedon Sharpe, who is a absolute baller, bucket getter, but seems like he doesn't care half the time. Like, just, you know, his mentality, and like, he doesn't seem to have that killer mentality.
Shaedon talk.
He just seems very chill, and he's just always at, you know, very mellow about everything.
He borders on aloof almost, but it's not aloofness, but it's not resting bitch face. It's like resting I don't care face, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it just seems, he is just he is a very even keel person and doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. You got Denny Avdija, which, you know, is he able to make another leap? Jeremy Grant, who was once a great player or a good player and now is coming off of the worst season of his career. DeAndre Ayton, which nobody seems to like. Plus, we drafted two centers over the last 2 years. I mean, who else am I forgetting? Matisse Thybulle, who's a great defender but can't play half the time because he's injured.
Don McLingan, who doesn't have an offensive move.
Well, and like, Portland,
it's so janky, and maybe it's they figure it out over the next couple months where they're able to come together and have a coherent offense. And but who's going to be your leading scorer? Who's going to be your guy down the stretch?
Oh, it's Shaden.
Who's going to be? I mean, it should be.
Well, but Portland Trailblazers fans have twisted themselves into knots during this whole process on social media, saying things like, oh, it's an obvious Chinese Jokic situation. Oh, Shaden's going to step up. Like, that's the thing that really gets to me is you will do anything here in Portland to sound like Trump when it talks about our players. They're going to be great. They're going to be the best ever. That is all I hear on social media about anybody that comes to Portland, regardless of if they're a misfit, if they're like somebody that hasn't reached their ceiling yet. It's all about potential here, and for some reason y'all just eat it up, and I don't effing know why.
Because what else are we gonna eat?
There's nothing else
for us to eat. And on top of that, again, we've talked about this a million times. We don't have a baseball team. We don't have a football team. We don't have. This is it.
Doesn't mean we should buy the crap line of. Oh, I mean, this
if you love sport, yeah, it kind of does. You don't have a choice. Like, it's either get on board or, you know, just be miserable on the sidelines and not watch or whatever. Like, I mean. It's whatever at this point. This is just kind of what it is. This is what it means to be a Blazer fan for now. And we could all be wrong, and maybe this is the roster that changes everything. Listen, I doubt it, but whatever.
And this is how it will go for me with the Blazer season. I'll check in for about the first five games, maybe 6-7. We'll probably be 2-5, and they'll tune out for a few months.
What if they're 5-0 or 5-1?
Well, then you got me at least for a few more games. Until they're
it's happened before.
Until that 5-0 turns into like 8-9, and then that's when you lose me.
Yeah. So we'll see. Like, I mean, I'm trying to hold out hope because, unfortunately, Jordan, that's all we can do. You know, unless we get until we get an owner that is competent enough to make good decisions, we just have to hold out hope that they're doing the right thing.
Again, the moves to be made, probably not a lot. I know they have a mid-level exception. They have the contracts of DeAndre and Jeremy Grant, but also I just don't see what other team front office in the league is like, you know what I want to do? I want to trade for that Jeremy Grant contract after he just had one of the worst seasons of his life. That sounds like a good idea. You know what, DeAndre Ayton? I want to trade for that contract after he gave up one of the more inconsistent performances of his career over the last season, and I don't know if I can depend on him on a night-to-night basis, and motivating him is going to be a tough challenge, and I'm going to get 10 straight games out of him that are going to be phenomenal, and then I'm going to get 10 straight that I can't play him, and he is simply not helping this team at all. That sounds like a good idea.
What if you included him in a trade with a team like a Boston who is literally trying to clear salary? It's why they got rid of Drew. It's why they got rid of Kristaps Porzingis. Not every team is the desperate situation, or at least is in the desperate situation that the Celtics are, where they're paying $150 plus million over luxury tax, and then a new owner coming in looking at that, you know, is like, no, I am not keeping that on my books. So if you could find, not necessarily a winner, because I hear what you guys are saying. It's like, DeAndre's not great. But what is great in the NBA, what is a huge asset, is the expiring contract. Remember, Rafe freaking LaFrent, who wasn't playing. He was at home like in Indiana in his last contract for the Blazers year. It was like 2012, 2013. And he was traded as part of a pretty big deal to a team that wanted to get money off the books. So whether or not Ayton actually comes through on the court, he is valuable as an asset. And
that's what I was saying. Yeah. But like for a team that is still trying to build, like again, Lakers, I could see it happening because they're desperate and they want a big. But I see if any team's going to trade for him, it's somewhere in the bottom third of the league that is trying to build their roster. And they see a $34 million contract coming off the books. And that's where they're like, we'll take that on. That's fine. Yeah. 1 year DeAndre Ayton, but we get $34 million at the end of the year. Okay, I'm down for that. That's how I see that happening.
How about DeAndre for Bradley Beal? No one takes Bradley Beal's like contract off the Suns. Why not Portland?
I'm good.
We
on
need
Bradley
offense.
Beal.
I no, like
Bradley
seriously, Beal.
That's my guy. But
we need
no,
offense
thank
you. And shooting.
I mean, but I'll say this:
send DA right
paired
back to Phoenix.
Paired with a Drew Holiday, all of a sudden Bradley Beal wouldn't feel as weird, you know. So, but yes, there needs to we do know there will be another change coming. We just need to know when it's going to be. There's no way they go into the season with five centers.
No. Nope.
They can't.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.